The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
And good morning. This is Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. It is Monday. It is February 4th. We're happy to have you with us this morning. It's not Carl and Linda. It's Trish Clark. We're hoping that we're going to have a guest this morning, Assemblyman Brian Dolly. He hasn't called in yet, so this may be a long morning.
Don't worry. I'm here for you.
There you go. All right. It's 44 degrees in downtown Reading. We are looking at a low today of 39, a high of 46, and showers. Monday night, a chance of rain and snow, a low of 30 and a high of 47. On Tuesday, we're looking for a high of 50, or a high of 47 and a low of 29, slight chance of showers and then partly cloudy. By Wednesday, mostly sunny, a high of 51. Wednesday night, a low of 31, and on Thursday, a high of 50. Thursday night, a low of 35. Into Friday, a chance of showers, mostly cloudy, and it looks like most of the next weekend will be rainy as well. But we'll get a little reprieve in the middle there with a few days of sunshine. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends, locally owned and veteran-owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. So as I indicated, Carl and Linda are off on their Super Bowl sojourn, as they always do. He assured me I had guests this morning, and so I didn't make arrangements for any. So we're going to just talk about whatever until Assemblyman Brian Dolly comes in. He's supposed to be calling in. You know, he's running for the state Senate seat that has been left vacant by Senator Gaines as he went to the State Board of Equalization. Seems like we have musical chairs in our elected office. They go from one to another, and then one of the other electeds runs, and we end up paying for a whole lot of special elections, and things go from... And I wonder if we ever feel like in the North State that we actually have really good representation. It's I'll get into a little bit of the State of Jefferson conversation, perhaps. We really need to do something to get better representation up here. I'm hoping that phone call that's coming in is somebody that wants to talk on the radio with us. But anyway, I wonder if we're well served at all. We do have a phone call coming in. Is it Brian Dolly? Oh, good. Assemblyman Brian Dolly, I'm so thankful that you called in. Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Trish Clark.
Hey, how are you?
I'm well, Brian. It's nice to speak with you and catch up on all of the things that are going on in the North State.
Well, I'm doing some legislation to hopefully offset the cost for fire victims. As you're aware, in 2020, all homes will have solar attached to them. And the law was passed a couple of years ago, which will increase the cost of homes being built. So I'm doing an exemption for fire victims in all the fires for the North State. So that bill is... been across the desk and now working its way through to hopefully the first committee here soon. Also, doing legislation that will backfill the property tax loss for the counties and cities that are in special districts that, the loss of that property tax due to the loss of private property from fires as well.
So, Brian, those should be fairly bipartisan bills. I mean, will there be a lot of opposition from anybody? And has Governor Newsom indicated in any way that he may sign them or not?
We did legislation for the Tubbs fire a couple of years ago, which was in Napa and Sonoma County, and Governor Brown signed that legislation. So I'm assuming that we will get the same response from Governor Newsom. So, yes, I think those will be successful. I don't know. The only thing I think that might hinder it some would be if we saw the budget, you know, if we had the economy changed and there was not as much revenue available. You know, we've been on a pretty good, the economy's been moving strong, and due to the Prop 30, if you remember, there was they increased taxes, which was supposed to be short term for the time when we were coming out of the depression from 2009, which they had continued to extend. So there is resources available. I was hopeful that we may see a reduction in tax, but we haven't. I believe the funding is available and that we should be able to get those two pieces of legislation through with bipartisan help.
Well, that's good. I think that as a general rule, when we vote in a tax, we kind of, even though it's supposed to go away at some point, I can't remember one that ever did. Can you?
No, we've seen some tax breaks nationally at the federal level, but we haven't seen – they've been continuing to tax in the state, and it's quite frankly, it's been very – not only tax, but regulatory environment on small businesses has been very – made it very difficult for businesses in California to compete with products coming from out of state.
This has been an ongoing battle. It's only gotten worse over the many years that you and I have both been involved in this. And do you see any time in the future where any of that might change?
I do believe that, you know, when the economy does change, which we know it does cycle, and, you know, there's a lot of predictions that the cycle will be trending down. We saw the stock market change here a little bit. I think the biggest concern, mainly for cities and counties, and the state too, is the unfunded liability for pension that's continuing to loom out there, and because returns haven't been what they expected for the pension funds. And so, as you know, you were probably faced with that somewhat when you were on the county board, and I was also in last. And so, yeah, I think that when we see those, then there's time for a real change. When you have a correction in the market and the revenues are depleted, I mean, I think we'll hopefully see that, you know, some regulatory environment change and some, you know, government doesn't do a good job of running its business. It's not efficient, as we are in small businesses and businesses in the state. When we can't compete with our competitors, we find a way to be more creative. In government, they just continue to tax, which I've been opposed to. I don't think we spend our tax money wisely. And I don't think we do a good job of giving services. As you know, people are standing in great lines at the DMV to, you know, renew or register a vehicle or get a license. And we need to streamline that. We need to make it more productive and get the products out that people need in a more efficient manner.
Do you know, I think that, and there, we always say that government should operate like a business. In fact, it really can't do that because its main purpose is to provide things that businesses generally don't, i.e. public safety, infrastructure. That, to me, is what government should be all about. I think where we get into trouble is because we keep trying to be all things to all people, and that's where our dollars go, doing things that we probably shouldn't be involved in the first place.
Well, I can't agree more. I you know, I've always said that we need to provide people with safety. We need to have infrastructure. We need to have schools. Those are the things that, you know, we need to protect our country from, you know, invasion of other countries and, you know, protect our people. Those are the core things, and do infrastructure where the common good is for all to, you know, be able to supply water, electricity is, in a lot of cases, like the city of Reading does that. And then, you know, and those kind of infrastructure, but we do a lot of things. That really, in my mind, are not always should be the priority of government. We do a lot of social programs. We do a lot of intervention. And not saying that there shouldn't be some of that, but we do a lot more of that than we do providing public safety. And as you've seen, you know, crime has risen. We have, you know, the sanctuary state thing where we're harboring criminals that aren't even, you know, from this country. And so those are the things I think we should focus on. My point was that we just need to be able to provide the services in a more efficient manner, and that's what we do in business. And we can do that at the state level. We can when we do have regulations, getting those permits and those things that we need through the state and local level in a more efficient manner, which reduces the cost, and that money that's saved then can go to the services that we need in a better way and more efficient manner.
Okay, Brian, we're going to take just a short break here, and then we'll be back after these messages.
Okay, great.
Orchard Nutrition has received Best of the North State for the 13th year in a row. And since 1982, the Orchard Nutrition Center family has held a commitment to your family to bring you the best possible products at the lowest possible prices. At Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Have you heard the latest? Gavin Newsom and his liberal allies want to overturn Prop 13 so they can raise property taxes. They even want a new tax on our water. That's why we need Kevin Kiley in the state Senate. Kevin Kiley is the only candidate for Senate with a perfect rating from the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association. Kevin Kiley will fight to stop Newsom's water tax and save Prop 13. Republican Kevin Kiley, the tax fighter for state Senate.
Paid for by Kevin Kiley for Senate 2019.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering from the car fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address, 1378 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California, 96003.
In the North State, becoming best in the North State means a lot. And Orchard Nutrition has received Best in the North State for the 13th year in a row. For Orchard Nutrition Center, it just comes naturally. A sincere thank you from everyone at Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at kcnr1460.com.
And welcome back. This is Trish Clark. This is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. If you have a question for Assemblyman Brian Dolly, something you'd like to know about, give us a call at 605-4567. This portion of the show is brought to you by Bastiani Arms. It's located at 2539 Larkspur, Reading. It is our firearms dealer of choice when it comes to selecting that new long gun or pistol, having your gunsmith work, or your guns buying or buying ammo. John Bastiani prides himself on customer service and always having what the customer needs in stock and at fair prices. Give him the call at 222-8222. So, Assemblyman Dolly, we were discussing some of the things that are going on in the state and in legislation that you're bringing forward. I know that the victims of the fire are certainly, with the rains and stuff, I'm sure they're looking forward to the groundhog prediction that we have in early spring, I think.
Yes, absolutely. You know, there's a lot of cleanup going on in Paradise right now in Magalia. And the rain is, makes it more difficult. But the contracts are let through the Office of Emergency Services, so there is cleanup going on. And I know that on the car fire situation, you know, I think all but one, the last time I talked to Larry Lees of the county, was or a couple maybe were completed. So now the process is to, be able to rebuild and get people back into their homes and, get our community back in shape. So the process for Paradise is going to be a lot longer than it was for the car fire. Just the magnitude of that event was so much bigger. And so, but I've been working very close with the Office of Emergency Service of the counties and, trying to help people who've been displaced and just come alongside those folks in that community where it's just been tragic.
I think that one of the major differences that I could see from the two fires, there was a lot of smaller elderly people that were impacted in the Paradise thing. I think there was probably more insurance coverage in the car fire than there was down in Paradise. That's just something that appears to me. Is that accurate?
Yeah, I spoke with many folks that, there was a lot of retired people, as you mentioned, in Paradise area, and there was a lot of mobile home parks where there were, like 165 units where the owners own the home but don't own the land.
Right.
And I think a lot of retirees were on fixed incomes, weren't able to afford the level of insurance that they needed. And so, the impact, and then the whole community was just completely wiped out for the most part. And I think that it was the difference between Paradise and Magalia and Redding, because in Redding we still have a community. I mean, there are still places to shop. There are still, services available. Not so much in out towards the Whiskeytown Lake area, but right in town there's, still a water system that works.
Mm-hmm.
And there's so those are the differences between the two events. And so, it's going to be just a lot different in Paradise. There is no solid waste system there. There's no sewer system in Paradise. And so that's something that as they rebuild, we're trying to figure out how to address that. So it's going to be just a longer process. My heart goes out to all the folks there that have been displaced. It's just been pretty wild, actually. But I've been talking, as you're aware, Trish, over the years about catastrophic fire. And I did legislation my very first year and explaining that, we have a fuel loading problem out there. And so been moving the ball forward on that type of legislation. We're moving aggressively on that. The next thing that we're trying to tackle is being able to drive the cost of insurance down for people who live in areas where, like is most of my district, where we have, a lot of fuel out there, because the insurance companies now are not insuring, or the cost of insurance is so high. So we've been trying to address that, but it's very difficult. But we need to make sure that people that live in these areas do their defensible space. It is critical that this is the time of year now to get that fuel down. You can, burn it, pile it up and burn it, but get your property safe, because it will be spring, and with this rain, there'll be lots of fuel, lots of grass that carries that fire. So now is the time to do that. So I urge all my constituents that live in areas to get that defensible space down, because it can make the difference between saving your home and your community and a lot of strife when the fires do come.
And Assemblyman Dolly, I think it's interesting that finally we're starting to hear some kind of conversation from the environmental community and the federal government and even the state government to some extent that echoes the things we've been trying to tell them for years about management and fuel reductions and but we've been saying it for so long, and now it I hear it coming from the mouths of the federal people or the state people who have fought us and the environmental community that gee, maybe we need to cut some of these trees and maybe we need to clear some of this undergrowth, and that they weren't listening for so many years, and now it's like a brand new idea to them.
Yeah, the pendulum is definitely swinging, and it has been over the last 4 or 5 years, and that's been the success of my legislation, is because we've been able to educate. So I've had the opportunity, you know, I often say that leadership is influence. I mean, when you lead, and so being in the assembly, I've had the opportunity to bring about 110 legislators to our district, and when I do bring them out, I share with them why that we need to do thinning and why we need to reduce fuel, because it also sequesters carbon. It increases our water yield out of our watershed, and it also protects our communities. And so that's something that I've been able to accomplish with the opposition of the environmental groups who don't want us to do anything. And so we're way behind the curve. We have a lot of work to do in the future. We have a lot more opportunities and legislation to reduce the regulation so people can actually, you know, make their private property safe. And then also the federal government needs to do their part, which is, you know, a big portion of the land that's owned in the North State is the federal government.
The federal government has
not been managed properly either.
Okay, we do have a phone call. I think it's Jim. Do you have a question for the assemblyman?
Hello.
Good morning, Jim.
Good morning.
Go ahead.
I have a question for Brian. Hey, Brian, what are you doing about trying to get open range grazing going throughout the whole California, Northern California, but also that should be done throughout the whole United States here to keep out of fire dangers?
That's a great question. I actually talk about that every opportunity I get. I'm on the Water Parks and Wildlife Committee in Sacramento, and if you recall last year when we were talking about fire prevention, I mentioned on the floor that's one of the best tools that's available to us is using grazing to reduce fuel, and mainly the grasses and shrubs that, were last year very tall because of the late rains that we had last year. So yes, at every opportunity I talk about that, it's definitely a tool in the toolbox. You know, there used to be millions of sheep in California, and millions of cattle too. They use that as a tool to reduce the fuel. So absolutely, I think it's critical that we use grazing as a tool, along with good forest management and thinning, and prescribed fire at the same time. But we cannot allow fire to go into our ecosystem because it just has too much fuel. So yes, I'm constantly talking about it. And, you know, it's not just a California issue, it's a federal issue too. There's a lot of the permittees that have been regulated off of their permits over the years. And so it's twofold.
Right. Yeah, I noticed that up in Oregon that they're going to reinstate some of the grazing rights for the Hammond people up there. So, anyway, I just wanted to mention that to you. I thought that would be that's something that should never, ever stop.
Yeah, thanks very much, Jim. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye.
Certainly, those are the things that we've watched disappear over the many years. We used to have, as you indicate, a lot of grazing in the North State specifically. And a lot of timber that used to roll out of here when we were actively managing our forests to their best advantage.
Yeah, there was there was a time when there may have been a few people that abused the land, but not today. There's the lack of using our natural resources has caused more damage to it than the times when there was a few maybe opportunities where people took advantage of the land. But as a farmer and a business owner in California, somebody who's been in elected office not only at the local level but now at the state level, we need to utilize our natural resources. We need to manage them, and we need to take care of them, and they'll provide for us forever, and they'll yield good clean air, good clean water, wildlife habitat, and also products that we need to sustain human life, which is something I've advocated for the whole time I've been in elected office.
Well, and the state of California probably is the best example of a state, given its size, that has all of those opportunities available. Not only the production of the timber and the grazing lands, the ability to raise the products, the food that feeds America and half the world for that matter, And we seem to have gone away from taking advantage of all of the great things that are here. And I'm hopeful that you're right, that the pendulum is now starting to swing in the other direction, and perhaps we're going to start taking advantage of some of those great opportunities that we've had. This portion of the show has been brought to us by Cornerstone Community Bank, a community-oriented, dedicated team of professionals committed to providing the highest level of personal service. They have several locations in Red Bluff and downtown Reading on Cypress Avenue. You can also visit them online. Cornerstone Bank invites you to experience how they're moving local dreams forward on a regular basis. We'll be right back after these messages.
New Year's resolution? How about joining us, Armstrong and Getty,
for the morning lineup right here on KCNR from 9 to 12.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
For over 45 years, the Original Clyde's TV is the place people turn to for locally owned, name brand recognition and offering home delivery service. You know that you're getting the best quality with Clyde's TV. Clyde's has it all, from home stereo systems to 150-inch televisions. We are an authorized DISH network provider. Not only will you be getting competitive prices on your home electronics, but Clyde's knowledgeable staff will install your home entertainment system to your specifications.
I'm Clyde, and I have been serving in North State for over 45 years. I'm an authorized Klipsch, Yamaha, Sony, Samsung, and LG dealer. We offer setup and even haul away your old electronics free of charge. If you're looking for that hard-to-find video audio accessory, we have it. We offer discounts to military personnel. Come see us at Clyde's Enterprises, located at 1250 Hartnell Avenue here in Reading.
Don't miss the 70th annual Sierra Cascade Logging Conference Forest Products and Construction Equipment Expo this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at the Shasta District Fair and Event Center in Anderson. Indoor and outdoor entertainment for the whole family and free admission for all. This annual expo is sponsored by Crook Logging, NorCal Kenworth, Tri-Counties Bank, Mountain F Enterprises, and Wind River Resort and Casino, and showcases the skills and equipment that make for good forest management and quality construction. Enjoy the Excavator Rodeo, Lumberjack Competition, Wild Things Wildlife Show, Historical Display, log loading skills competition, equipment displays, exhibits, demonstrations, and the strongest logger competition. We're investing in our future one youth at a time, teaching our children about the responsible forest management and the practices of a successful industry. And it's all free to the public. The 2019 Forest Products and Construction Equipment Expo at the Shasta District Fair and Event Center in Anderson this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday is sponsored in part by Five Star Bank, Muse Trucking, Trinity River Lumber Company, Croman Helicopters, Dan Aarons & Son, and Fruit Growers Supply.
Reading Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
And welcome back. This is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. If you have a call, if you'd like to have a question, I mean, if you have a question and you'd like to give us a call, 605-4567. We have been in the process of talking with Assemblyman Brian Dolly about his actions at the state level and what he's been doing for us. Brian, let's jump into just a little bit of your upcoming activities now. You're running for the Senate seat that was vacated by Senator, whose name just escaped me.
Ted Gaines,
who has gone to the State Board of Equalization. So when is that election?
So the election has been set for March 26th, and so you'll be seeing ballots if you're absentee or the counties that vote by mail around February 26th. So a couple, not very long, 3 weeks
out. Coming,
coming
right
up. Yeah, three and a half weeks out, so it's not too long out. So, you know, as I mentioned earlier, Trish, you know, leadership is influence. And so when I had the opportunity in the assembly to educate about the North State and why, you know, it's different than the rest of California, that was my goal. And when I got to the assembly was to let members know why we need biomass plants, why we need broadband internet, why to affect our schools and hospitals, and because it's so vastly different than the rest of California, the northeastern part of the state. And so my goal in getting to this Senate is to do just that. I've had a lot of success in the Assembly getting bills over to the Senate, but when I get to the Senate, I don't have the same relationships that I've built and the ability to be able to educate on what our district needs. And so my goal is to get to the Senate, do those same things I have done in the Assembly, educate, bring people to the district, bring members, their staffs. So when I run a piece of legislation, I'll be able to get it out of the Senate and then with the relationships I already have in the Assembly, be able to get more accomplished for our district and get things signed by the governor. So that's the goal. Also, you know, it's a broader influence. You represent about a million people. It includes the rest of Placer County, which I have part of Placer County now, El Dorado and Alpine, which and part of Sacramento County. So the district is moving more to the south. And so I'll be able to, and your vote's twice as powerful. So I'm running right now. We are in the process of, you know, getting our information out. You can follow me on Facebook, Twitter, also BrianDaly.com. That's a real easy one to remember if you want to go on and come alongside me and help me out. Those are the opportunities. I'm going to continue to do the work. I'm on the committee. I'm on... as I mentioned earlier, I'm on Water Parks and Wildlife. I'm also on toxics, which is very critical to the production of ag. You know, we produce a lot of strawberry plants in the North State. The majority of the world are raised here. And, so
and I don't think very many people, you know, Brian, I don't think very many people know what the strawberry, the strawberries and the bees are the best kept secret about Shasta County and the North State.
Yeah, Northern California produces, and Shasta, Lassen and Siskiyou counties produce the majority of the strawberry plants, not the berries, but the plants that are distributed all over the world. And so the laws that are passed for the use of pesticides and herbicides really affect those industries and for the bees, too. So I actually asked to be on the Toxics Committee, and that's why I'm on that committee, because it affects the North State. And then Water Parks and Wildlife, as you're aware. And then I'm on business and professions, too. So those are three really critical committees that I'm able to influence and help people work, keep their jobs in California or in the north part of the state. You know, I did a legislation that kept Wheelabrator and Shasta Green and those companies running a couple of years ago. And so that's the influence I'm talking about. That's why I'm running for the state Senate. I think I can be a lot more effective and have more influence in the Senate. So that's what I'm up to. And so would hopeful that people would come alongside me. As you know, it takes resources to get your name out there. And so if they follow me at BrianDaly.com, that would be helpful. And we have yard signs available and the likes, too.
Okay. We do have a phone call from someone. We'll go to the phone. Pam, good morning.
Good morning. This is Pam Wolbert. I have a question for Assemblyman Daly, pertaining to our the fire tax that we were charged for several years, and it just vanished.
Yes, so there was you're correct that it did go away. There was some legislation that came about a few years back. I can't remember. I've been there 6 years. I can't keep track of every which one it was, what year it was. But you know, we believed that was it was a tax and not.
It was an illegal tax. Yes, it was.
Yeah. So We had been arguing that fact along with the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association had a lawsuit. So basically, what happened was they discontinued that and took it off, and they back funded it. I think the amount, the fees that you were receiving or you were paying, they backfilled that with some money from the Greenhouse Gas Reduction Fund, and that's what it went to the fire agencies that they were taking that money to use for. So,
but that was an illegal tax. It should have been refunded to us. In fact, now it should be refunded with interest, the same interest that they were charging those poor people that were being charged late fees and fines and you know, it should come back. We should, you know, if they want to put a tax and add it into something else, then they should do it legally, and it should be across the board for everybody. Right now, I want my money back. It didn't do any good. The whole blaming place burned up. They weren't cleaning anything up with it. They weren't putting the money where they said it was going to go. And anybody who took it should have to answer for that.
Is there any ongoing legislation or action to try to reimburse those individuals?
So if you protested it, you're able to appeal back, and I believe there is a process for that. And actually, I'm not actually sure exactly how it works, but I will find out and let you know if you will.
Okay, well, I did.
You'll get a hold of me.
Okay, I will.
I
did protest it, and every check I wrote under protest.
Okay. Okay, great.
Okay, thank you so much for making yourself available to us.
Thanks for the call, Pam.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Okay, well, I think we also have some input from the chat room, though, some questions, if Ashley.
We had an anonymous person ask what you think of the latest PG&E bankruptcy.
Well, I think that, it's unfortunate, but I will share this with you. It's going to be very complicated. And my goals, they basically can't borrow money is the reason that they're filing bankruptcy. They haven't been, the fires haven't been, the Tubbs fire wasn't their fault, they said, but they can't borrow money, and so that's caused them to go into the situation that they're in. I want to make sure that I'm working with, now if you understand bankruptcy, it goes into Chapter 11, which the judges are the ones that get involved now and figure out who's going to get what. But I want to just let people know that the lights will stay on, the electricity will flow, there are assets, and there also is money available. They're still charging you for your electricity, and there's an income. It's not like a business that doesn't have any income. So the goal here is to make sure that the lights stay on, that we have, there's a lot of people with contracts, like our power plants and our hydroelectric plants that service the utility, to make sure that they stay in place. But the legislature really is not going to have a lot of say in how this goes about. Now, the PUC, the Public Utilities Commission, will be part of that. But this will be a bankruptcy not like any we've ever seen, because it's such a large corporate or investor-owned utility with a lot of moving pieces. There's legislation that's been passed over the years that's regulated them. There's also the PUC that's regulated them. And so the judges will have to sort that out. So it's going to be a lengthy process, but I would let you be not worried that the power will stay on. And hopefully, the places like Wheeler Brader that employ people in our communities, that they continue those contracts, because they do so much good for the environment and like. So stay tuned. I will be watching it. I will be weighing in where I have the ability to weigh in, along with other legislators who are concerned about the same situation.
Yeah, that's the huge thing. Did I hear that PG&E is the largest facility of its kind in the United States?
Yeah, I believe that's true. And it's also very complicated. That's the thing, Trish, that I think most people understand, is that the PUC regulates the ISO, that's the independent system operator that balances the grid. Those are all things that will be taken into consideration through this bankruptcy. So, but I believe that, I'm firmly confident that the power will stay on, and they will continue to pay off their debtors. I mean, obviously there won't be any money going to the investors because they're in bankruptcy. So, but it's up to a judge. At the end of the day, or a panel of judges, it's going to be up to navigate through this bankruptcy. And that's the way our laws are set up in bankruptcy court.
Well, and actually that's a good thing because right now PG&E probably is the result of too many rules and too many bureaucracies and too much legislation is part of the problem over the many, many years. And now it'll be for a panel of judges to sort this out and figure out a way, as you indicate, to keep the lights on. So
it's twofold though. There's been some bad management.
Oh, absolutely.
PG&E made some really bad decisions. And then the regulatory process has been difficult, and legislation on top of that. I mean, they have been pushed from all different angles, and then the fires made it kind of like a perfect storm for them to not be able to survive. So, yeah, there's a lot to blame, but at the end of the day, we have to figure out how to keep the lights on, try to keep our rates as low as we can to make people. The cost of living in California is just too high, and that's because of legislative bills that have been through that push up the cost of living in California, and that's quite frankly where the work needs to be done now, is to make sure that we can keep the cost down, drive that cost down, and keep the lights on.
Well, and let's not, I mean, while we're handing out the blame for all these things, filing another lawsuit against PG&E at this point in time is not going to help anything. So let's hope that the army of attorneys that are out there trying to stir up everybody to sue them for everything under the sun can lay back and let things settle before we go forward with any more litigation.
Yeah, I would say, though, that if you lost your home and it was a cause of them being negligent, they need to pay. That's just not right.
Out if they're negligent first.
Yeah, I agree, but I want to make sure that there has been places where San Bruno, the pipeline, they didn't do what was right. And
right.
So, and they covered up stuff. So that's wrong, and they should be held accountable for that, by all means.
So absolutely. So we're going to take our final break, and we'll come back with final thoughts from Assemblyman Brian Dolly after these messages.
Orchard Nutrition has received Best of the North State for the 13th year in a row. And since 1982, the Orchard Nutrition Center family has held a commitment to your family to bring you the best possible products at the lowest possible prices. At Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Orchard Nutrition has received Best of the North State for the 13th year in a row. And since 1982, the Orchard Nutrition Center family has held a commitment to your family to bring you the best possible products at the lowest possible prices. At Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
And now, back to our show.
And welcome back to Free Fire Radio, 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. Just a little reminder out there, there's a grand opening of the Roots Juice Bar in the old Wendy's on Pine Street today. Evidently, that's a popular thing that's going on, so I invite you all down there. They're going to be there from 6:30 a.m. to 10 p.m. It's their grand opening, again, Roots Juice Bar. Invite you all to come down, see what's going on there. Also, the logging conference this weekend, and I'm sure that Assemblyman Brian Dolly will be making an appearance there sometime this weekend.
Absolutely. I'll be there for the kickoff in the morning.
Oh, good, good. Lots to talk about this time, and hopefully it'll be not too rainy, but it doesn't look good.
Yeah, well, I came down over the Hatchet Mountain this morning when it was like a blizzard up there. I wanted to make sure I get I'm actually just outside of Orland right now.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, I wanted to thank you, Trish, for having me on, and I wanted to share that, you know, my family homesteaded here in Northern California, and I've my heart is this is a great state, has a lot to offer, and I'm just humbled to be able to serve the people of the First Assembly District, hoping to get to serve them as their Senate for First Assembly or Senate District, and I believe that, you know, my influence in Sacramento has made our district a better place to live, and the challenges we do have are obviously difficult. California is a large state, and the one size doesn't fit all is something I've shared with many of the legislators in Sacramento. So with that, I want to just thank everybody that has continued to support me. As you know, this election is coming up soon, and people aren't in the in their mindset of, hey, it's time for an election, but it is a special. So March 26th is the final day, but ballots will be coming out soon. And if you want to get involved, you can go to briandaly.com. You can follow me on Facebook. Reach out to me. My personal phone number is available on there. I'll give it right out here in just a minute, so you'll have it. But, again, I'd like to thank Carl and Linda for being big supporters and for getting out the messages. My number is 530-251-3888. That is, again, 530-251-3888. I give that out. I don't always get to pick it up. I'm a busy person, but if you want to text that number, you can text me, and I'll have, if it's an issue in the district, I'll have my staff go to work on it, and if I can help, I want to be a servant to the people. That's what being involved in the legislature is about, is serving my constituents and doing the best I can. As you know, I'm one of 80 in the assembly, so I have to get 41 votes to get anything done. That means I have to work across the aisle, which I've been very productive. I have to get 21 in the Senate, and then I have to get the governor to sign it. And we have been very productive over the last 6 years. I have 6 years left, then I will be termed out, and I won't be able to be a legislator anymore. I still run my farm with my wife, Megan, and our three children. I have my oldest is at Cal Poly, studying crop science to come back and run our farm. I have a senior, and then I have my daughter, Rosalind, who really runs the whole house. And it's amazing young lady. So, Trish, good to hear from you, and thank you again. And I look forward to serving in the Senate, and hopefully the people will get out and vote. So share me. Let people know that the election's coming up, and I love the North State, and I love the constituents of the district that I get to serve.
I have a couple of just quick questions before you take off. We've got a couple of minutes left. How many people are in this race?
The final tally was in last Friday. There are two Democrats and a total of four Republicans. I'm the only Republican from the first district running. There is one other Democrat from the Tahoe area, and the rest are in the southern part of the district. So there are four of us. I don't know. One of them is a legislator. Kevin Kiley is a legislator in the 6th Assembly seat. There's a lobbyist running, and then I don't know what the Democrats do. I haven't really figured that out yet. But I know one of them is an activist in Tahoe area. I don't know what the other – I think the other one was actually a Republican a couple of years ago, and now switched over to Dem, and he's from the Sacramento area.
Well, and that was going to be my point, actually, because I want to bring to the attention of the people here in the North State. We often hear that my vote doesn't count. It doesn't make a difference. People who just won't get out and vote. And this is one of those times when they can cast their vote and really make it count. If everybody that's in the first assembly district, specifically those up here in this really rural area that we feel like we're not represented very well, this is your opportunity to get out and vote for someone who already knows your area, who you are familiar with, and who is going to continue to support your efforts. We have a chance here that our senator can come from Sacramento and that area and to represent us, which doesn't give us a lot of clout with any of the issues. Brian has been very effective. I served with him in the assembly. I'm going to just make a pitch here that I really want people to get out and vote because if we lose this representation in that Senate seat and end up with someone from Sacramento, we have no representation at all at that level in. So I really want to encourage everybody to get out and vote for Assemblyman Dolly on this issue.
Thank you so much for that endorsement. I appreciate it. And it's true. The last senator we had from the area was Senator Maurice Johannesson. And, you know, he was from Reading. And so
right.
I'm truly from the North State, and my heart is here. And I will do my best as I've done and been able to be effective.
I think a lot of the issues that we deal with are human issues. They're not partisan issues. And the efforts that you've made to go across the aisle and explain the complexity of these issues to the other people that are unfamiliar with our area. We're very different than the rest of the state of California. And at the time that I served on the Board of Supervisors on CSAC and those things, dealing with the counties from the south and in the San Francisco Bay Area, they don't know there's anything above Sacramento in the rest of the state. And so giving them the opportunity to become familiar with that and acquaint them helps in some of those legislative decisions when they're voting that they actually understand what you're talking about. So that worked really well with Congressman Herger during the timber issues. We were able to bring a lot of legislators back from the other states on the east to acquaint them with timber issues, and that's what we need to do even in the state of California. They don't know what we look like up here.
Well, it's true that the politics is about relationships, and I build a lot of them, and that's been very effective for the Assembly District, and I will continue to do that when I get to the Senate. Thanks so much again. And, again, follow me at BrianDolly.com, Facebook. I gave you my number. I'm available, and look forward to serving in the Senate as your senator.
All right. Thanks so much, Assemblyman Brian Dolly, for calling in this morning. And we thank you for your taking your time. I know you're a busy person. Just remind you that we have, in the next hour, we have Enjoy Magazine. Remind you about the Roots Juice Bar that's opening today, 6:30 a.m. to 10 p.m. in the old Wendy's on Pine Street. Logging conference coming up this weekend. Lots to see and do down there. Going to be some really good conversations going on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Logging industry is still huge and a big part of the North State. We don't have what we used to have, but it's very important that we try to get that back. A lot of good discussions down there, a lot of people to talk to, a lot of stuff inside. So if you're going down and it's going to probably be raining throughout that, But that's okay. You can go down and visit with the people. I know there's a lot of activities. If you go online, you can see what those are. And then I also want to remind you of the Shining Affair, which is coming up. The Compass big Shining Affair event. I just lost the wording on that. But it's coming up this weekend. Saturday, February 9th at the Reading Senior Hall. We'll be right back after this news break for the second hour.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Townhall.com, I'm Wally Hines. So far, Virginia Governor Ralph Northam says he's got no plans to resign in the face of a growing controversy over that racist photo in his college yearbook.
I'm ready to earn your forgiveness.
It's too late for that, according to a growing number of Democrats across Virginia, as well as the president of the NAACP. Derek Johnson tells ABC's This Week it doesn't matter whether Northam is in the photo or not.
Whether he actively participated or passively was present, he not one time up until this point acknowledged that this took place, objected to that behavior.
I think he's still learning.
But former Congressman Jim Moran tells ABC Northam does deserve another chance.
He has the highest motivation imaginable to ensure that his legacy is not defined by a picture in his yearbook.
I'm Ben Thomas.
We may learn this week whether or not President Trump will declare a national emergency to build a border wall.
For much of last week, the president suggested that he's leaning toward an emergency declaration to bypass Congress on the wall. And he said to tune into his big speech tomorrow night.
Listen closely to the State of the Union. I think you'll find it very exciting.
The president says he has strong legal standing to declare a national emergency. However, any such move is sure to face legal challenges. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, the Patriots celebrating a 13-3 win over Los Angeles. Julian Edelman named MVP after missing all of last season with a torn ACL.
I think everything happens for a reason. I was always taught as a young boy that, you always just got to work hard, work as hard as you can, put in extra time, and we'll see where it goes.
Spain, France, and Sweden have all announced they now recognize Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido as the country's interim president. News and analysis at townhall.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
My story begins with debt, a lot of debt, credit card debt, and I heard a commercial for Trinity. I gave them a call.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
When I first called, I was a little embarrassed and kind of ashamed, and I looked at the numbers, and I saw how quickly that astronomical debt that was in my life would go away.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
What I would tell other people, please pick up the phone and call Trinity. Just let them put together a program and see how affordable and easy it is to pay off your debt.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
The power is finally back on at that New York detention center, left without electricity and heat during the recent cold spell, but not before a weekend protest that led police to use pepper spray.
It was a chaotic scene as Yvonne Murchison tried to get inside the jail to see her son Desmond.
The correction officer told me to back up and get out. As more people started coming in, they pushed all us back. They started pepper spraying.
The jail was on lockdown without lights and power after an electrical fire last Saturday caused the outage. It was also a heating issue. Congressman Jerry Nadler, who visited the facility, says he wants answers.
It's apparent to me that when this is over, we are going to have some hearings as to the general, not only procedures, but sufficiency of heating and some other things in these facilities.
At the Metropolitan Detention Center in Brooklyn, I'm Julie Walker.
News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Wally Hines. Relatives of a woman killed in an Uber crash have filed a $10 million claim.
The Arizona Republic reports the previously undisclosed claim was filed last fall against the city of Tempe, and it seeks $5 million each for the husband and daughter of the 49-year-old victim. The claim says Tempe created a dangerous situation by installing a brick pathway across the median where people were not supposed to cross the road. The city is not commenting on the pending litigation.
Ron DeRockstra reporting. Deliberations underway in New York today in the trial of alleged drug kingpin Joaquin Guzman. Prosecutors say that he's responsible for the deaths of more Americans than any individual in history. Human Rights Watch is urging Pope Francis to use his first visit to the United Arab Emirates to press its rulers about serious human rights violations in the war in Yemen. Request comes at the start of the first ever papal visit to the Arabian Peninsula. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
And good morning. This is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. It is Monday. It is 44 degrees in downtown Reading, and this is not Carl and Linda's. Trish Clark, and it's not even Thursday. So welcome to the show this morning. It is 44 degrees in downtown Reading, and it's kind of raining and misty. We're looking for a high today of 46, low of 39, and showers throughout the day. On Tuesday, we're looking for a slight chance of showers, then partly cloudy, a low of 29, and a high of 51. On Thursday, a high of 50, a low of 35, partly sunny and a chance of rain. And on Thursday night, a chance of rain, mostly cloudy. Friday, a chance of showers. Friday night, a chance of showers. Throughout the weekend, we're going to have showers and not too much heavy rain. Chance of snow off and on throughout the week. So be careful, especially if you're going up into the higher elevations. Pay attention to the weather forecast and might want to just kind of stay down in the lowland for a few days. The weather is always is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally and veteran-owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. And we're going to go to the phones right off, and I have Sally on the line. Good morning, Sally.
Good morning, Trish. How are you today?
I'm well.
Well, good. Thank you for highlighting the fact that we do have a special election coming up on March 26th. There are actually four candidates running for that Senate seat that's been vacated by Ted Gaines. And the three other Republicans that are running are from the El Dorado Placer County area. They're not from Sacramento, and they are quite aware of the rural problems that we have up here. So I thought what I do in our group is give people a chance to see some of the other candidates that are running. And tonight we have one of them coming. His name is Kevin Kiley, and he is very qualified. He's also assemblyman out of the El Dorado County area. And I just encourage people to come on out and see what the other candidates have in mind for our North State up here and how they would like to represent us. The other two candidates, we will have a debate with all four candidates coming up March 4th. So that will be at our Reading meeting on Monday night as well.
Good. I think it's important. The important thing at this point, Sally, is that everyone get out and vote.
Absolutely. And to remember that if we do elect Brian Daly, we will have to re-elect another assemblyman for our assembly district. So just when you thought the elections were over, right?
Exactly. All right. Thanks so much, Sally.
So thank you. It's tonight at 6 o'clock at 2570 South Bonnie View Road.
All right.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Sally.
Bye-bye.
All right. I'm joined in the studio now by Rhonda and James from Enjoy Magazine.
Good morning.
Good morning. And they're going to tell us all about this wonderful, great magazine that then and the February issue, Live, Laugh, and Love.
You don't know everything that's in it? You're not going to tell us?
No, I'm going to sit here and listen to you explain why everything in this great magazine.
Well, this one is kind of a little different because
is this our first?
Huh?
Is this our first this way?
Yes. It is. Yeah, because we have a, well, kind of. We used to do these a long time ago.
I can't remember anymore.
But this one has a wedding section in it. In the past, for the past few years, we have done a standalone wedding guide, but we wanted to try a little different this time and put the wedding guide in the magazine. So in the very back of the magazine, starting on page 57, we have a wedding section that's several pages with ideas for planning a wedding.
Yeah, so this is a little bit unique in that, you know, again, like Rhonda said, we did this before a long time ago, but and I hardly remember that.
Yeah, it was a while.
So this is a special edition. It's our, it's a, you know, obviously our February issue, but it's about, you know, love and honoring one another and all those great things and romance, but it's, you know, heavy in the wedding kind of environment towards the back, and then our traditional magazine towards the front. So
right.
It's a little unique and fun. So yeah, so this month is the February issue, and it's got a beautiful couple on the front. And what I love about our magazine is whatever is on the cover, we, if you go a few pages deep in, you can actually find out who's on the cover and what they're doing. So,
and they're always somebody local.
Yeah.
And I know I always like that because that's the first thing I have to do is go and find the story behind the cover.
Yeah, there's a thing that I'm trying to do that would be very interesting. We haven't quite figured it out yet. I mean, we figured it out, but we're still struggling to make it happen. And that would be like a behind-the-scenes cover shoot in video.
Yeah.
Where, there's a technology that we've looked at where you can take your cell phone and you just hold it up to the cover. You turn your camera on, you hold it up to the cover of the magazine, and it automatically recognizes it and launches a video. And the video would be kind of like how the cover was created. So it would be like,
yeah. And there's some pretty funny stories about some of our covers.
Yeah.
So. Well, that's great. You know, I never cease to be amazed by the technology and the things that we can do.
Technology is coming to everything. It doesn't matter what media or platform or,
absolutely,
you know, print has got some really cool things coming to that.
You get a picture now and just somebody sends you a picture and all of a sudden it's moving.
Yeah.
And the first time that happened, I thought, what the heck?
Yes.
And speaking of covers, so if you kind of go in, one of the first things that pops up now in the magazine is a section that we've created and has been with us for a little while. It's called My Town. And every time we come on, you know, I don't want to be boring or repetitive, but I always point it out because I think this is a really cool feature in our magazine. And we just take somebody from the North State and we give them an opportunity to share what it is that they love and are passionate about concerning where they live in the North State. And this month we have Kara Stewart. She's a photographer, and Kara has been working with us for how long?
Oh, since almost the beginning.
Yeah. And she quite often is the one that does our covers.
Yeah, she mostly is the one that does
them. So we were talking about covers, so, you know, that's what's so cool is that we finally have kind of given her a share. I mean, she's in the magazine all the time with her business because she advertises, but this is, you know, just her perspective of why she loves living in the North State. And for me, this My Town section is really important because I think it's just simply, I mean, just to get to know people. You know, if you just pick up this magazine, you know, once a month and go to this section and read about this person, it's like you've been introduced to them, you know, and you might be able to see them. Our town is a, what do they call it, city, small town mentality, or not mentality, I don't want to say that, but like feel.
It still has that in it, and you still see people that you recognize wherever you go.
Yeah.
Always.
Whether you really know them or not, you see them from, as you indicate, somebody you've seen in a magazine or on TV.
Or Linda and Carl, you know.
Exactly.
I mean, you really, the people that are out in the public eye are all people that we all know. Mike Mangus, you know, and we all know them. We've known them for years, and they're so approachable, and they're part of the community, and it's exciting.
It is.
And so I think that this has just been a great piece to our magazine for people to be introduced to, you know, somebody new. And so even if you don't get out a lot or, you know, you're shy or whatever it may be.
And it could be that maybe you've seen that person and kind of want to get to know a little bit more about them. So, and that's, you know, we've had doctors, we've had all kinds of people, different people from different professions. And it's been fun.
I just panicked. Sorry, I went to take a drink of my coffee and I noticed that there's lipstick on my lid, and I was like, "What the heck? How did that happen?" And I just realized I just kissed my wife when I left, and then when I drank it, it must have put the lipstick on because I was like, did this come from Starbucks? I like it.
Did I get somebody else's coffee?
I know. I'm like, what is going on?
Okay. That's funny.
So anyway, so, you know, again, if you're so inclined and you love and joy, which so many people do, this is a great section to just kind of kick off each issue and learn about somebody. You know?
And it's funny because sometimes when we pick somebody, it's somebody that we want to know more about. So that's kind of fun.
Exactly. Okay, so we're going to just take a little early break here, and then we'll come back and with more thoughts and comments about the Enjoy magazine.
Thank you.
Winter is coming. At least that's what the calendar says, and the nights are getting cooler. So you don't want to put off having your monitor or Toyotomi heater and water heater serviced, and SST Oil are the people to call today at 241-1167. Stay warm and cozy when the temperature drops by having that system checked and fresh fuel delivered. SST Oil delivering to our firefighters, and they'll bring that same dedication to your home. SST Oil, Windham Lane in Reading, 241-1167.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and, of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC. What shall we do about them? Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media sound bites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call him at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities. And with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time, full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College, more possibilities.
Hey there, we're Armstrong and Getty. Check out our show on the new 2019 lineup on KCNR 1460 AM and soon to be 96.5 FM.
That's 9 to 12 daily.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at KCNR1460.com.
And welcome back. This is Trish Clark. It's Monday morning. It's February 4th, 44 degrees in downtown Reading. Not looking for very much higher today, only 49 degrees. Weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. I'm here with this morning with Rhonda and James from Enjoy Magazine, and we're just talking about this February edition.
Good morning again.
Good morning.
It's always fun. I think part of my favorite part, you know, obviously being on air is great sharing, but it's nice also when we take breaks because it's fun in the studio just to talk after the mics go dead and all the things that go on here.
It is.
Well, we were talking about when we took a break, we were talking about the new studio and how cool it is.
It's
and
so nice.
All the things that everybody's having to get used to. And
it's a little different than.
Yeah, but it's nice. It's great. I mean, I love that. It's totally an upgrade, but it is different trying to figure out how everything goes and works. And then the producer is in another room now where they used to be with you. And
now our audience doesn't have to hear the phone ringing on the air.
Yeah, but she's behind glass. I feel like we're quarantined in here.
Yeah, I'm not sure which one of us is being quarantined.
Yeah, I'm sure it's me. I'm a dirty scoundrel. Anyway, let's get back to the February issue. I think the next story that Rhonda and I both flipped to, because for different reasons, but it's just cool, is a kind of a local boy makes good, goes away, and then comes home. And we get a lot of these kind of stories, which is great. And this is called The Sound of Music, and it's on page 17, and it's about a gentleman named Greg Takamoto, who is the son of the Takamoto family, Chris Takamoto. And I have history with Chris, his father. He was one of our chemists in research. My father owned KMS Professional Hair Care.
Oh, okay.
And Chris was one of the chemists for my father for years and years and years, all the way back into the 70s, I think it was. And now he has young kids that have gone through school here and then gone away and started their professions and then have come back. And Greg and I believe his brother is actually a whole part of it, have started a music school here in Reading. And I got the pleasure of going down and taking some quick pictures for the story and got to see the studio. And it's all fresh and nice and clean and new. And Greg is a kind of a master of, what is it, the saxophone?
Mm-hmm.
And so he teaches saxophone. His brother is a classical pianist. Mm. And they have all, I think, four or five studios. And so they've just opened, and they're doing lessons. And he went back to Rhode Island, I think it was Rhode Island, and got his master's degree in music, and then was fortunate enough to work with all kinds of bands and people. And
well-known.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. The Reading School of Music.
Mm-hmm.
Reading School of Music.
And so right now they've just obviously launched, and so they have limited instruments that they're training on. However, it's moving very quickly as people are coming and saying, hey, I want to learn this instrument. They're finding the instructors and then filling in and kind of building their, I guess you would say, their menu of classes. So
nice.
Yeah, so it's really, really cool, and they're super, super neat people. Super
His mom
neat people.
Is a an amazing artist.
Artist, yep.
Yep. We actually did a story on her maybe last year. Mm-hmm. She's yep. pretty incredible.
And so are the boys in their own right. They very much have taken after their parents. Their very positive attitudes and professionalism. I just really enjoy them as an entire family.
I think, you know, it's always great to, whether you make a profession of it or what have you, but for the children to learn some kind of a mm-hmm. musical instrument.
Yeah.
Kind of a, get involved in that. For nothing else, just so that they have an appreciation mm-hmm. of music as they go through life.
I always feel, and I think it's been proven in studies for years, is, you know, and I don't want to be hypocrite, totally with about saying this because I haven't necessarily done it with my kids, but I feel very strongly that children should be pushed into music and either that or both a foreign language. I think as human beings, when you have those, I mean, obviously playing a music instrument, learning to read music really opens up the brain. This I know that they have proven
mm-hmm.
That it is great for their minds and their education, and it opens up their brain in a way that is not open when you're not, you know, you don't play an instrument.
And I also think that if you develop that as a child and you do understand the basics of music and mm-hmm. musical, it helps as you go through to, we have such beautiful music and so many genres of music.
Right.
I mean, you can go from opera to, you know, There's just so many genres, but you don't recognize the difference if you don't know anything about music.
Correct.
And I think that's what kept my kids, my sons, in school when they were in high school, because they both really loved music and drama and that kind of thing. So
the arts.
So I think it's really important for kids, and it just really gives them some confidence and. I know it did for
one of my twins plays the trumpet and loves piano keyboard. So I have one out of three.
I kind of discouraged Rick from getting involved with the drums. The acoustical part of it, I figured we could do without.
And then a foreign language in that, no matter if it's, you know, spoken language or sign language, you know, I always feel very strongly that people's perspective of the world is different in the language that they understand or know. And if you speak one language that you're brought up with and learn another language, you get to see the world in a different way. I mean, the way they process, the way they speak, the way their structure of things communicates differently than it does in your own language.
I think that that's one of the things that's perhaps unique and unfortunate about people in the United States. Most all other countries speak at least two languages.
I know, right?
and
yet we seem to fight it.
We do. And I don't, well, I honestly believe that in English should be, you know, each country should have a language.
Yeah.
And our language is English, and everyone that lives here should learn that.
Yeah, for sure.
I also think just for our own benefit, we should also learn another language, because as you indicate, it gives you a different perspective. You see things differently.
You truly do. Yeah. You truly do. And the limited that I know of other languages, like I speak a little French, a little Italian, just the processes when I think of them, and, you know, I'm not good enough to where I still have to translate from English to French in my head. It's not natural, but the perspective of that which they communicate makes you think differently, and it's very interesting. And I agree. I think no matter where you go, you move somewhere, I think that it should be a celebration of whatever language that you speak, but wherever country you go to, out of respect, you should learn the language, and that's the primary language you communicate in.
So. You know, as I've traveled, I've always tried to do that with the at least a few key phrases, whether you're in France or whether you're in Spain. And I also find that if you do try when you're in those countries,
they respect.
Absolutely. Yeah. Then they try back, and it makes for a very warm relationship.
Yeah, you're giving an effort, not trying to be some, you know, imperialist, I guess, coming in, just using, does somebody speak English?
the ugly American.
I know. So Greg Takamoto and the Reading Music School is something new. So if you have interest with children or even yourself, you know, no matter what age you are, it's never too late to learn. There is contact information in the back. It gives you the address, 1824 Shasta Street, and a phone number and their website. Give them a reach out and tell them what you want to do or what you want to learn.
Exciting. Where are we going next?
Cool thing, too. We always, you know, sometimes we touch on our advertisers. We've gotten a new section that's called Shop Downtown Chico. It's Better Together, and we kind of have really reached out to our neighbors in Chico. I mean, obviously, we're a Northern California public lifestyle magazine, so this is our territory. But for a long time, you know, we haven't really focused on that market just because it's, you know, its own city in its own right. But we've had a lot of downtown businesses that have really learned and appreciated the value of advertising in our magazine. And I like to call it like the tale of two cities. You know, obviously, we're better together. We really need to work together as two entities in the North State and, you know, build bridges. And we actually are finding that a lot of our advertisers now have multiple businesses in both locations. Uh-huh. So it makes sense for them. And as Chico, people in Chico or business owners in Chico, people from Reading go to Chico all the time to shop. It's a real fun experience for us because they have their quaint downtown and all that. But, you know, so it makes sense for them to reach out and advertise in our publication as, you know, as one of the dominant publications in Northern California. So this is something that's been really fun and cool and new. So,
and we usually do a Chico story, I think, just about in – or Butte County, at least, I think in just about every issue we do. So because they are part of this North State and we love this area and there's so much to explore here, we have a really nice story about a muralist named Jedrick Spear who has done some pretty amazing murals in Chico.
Jedrick, what a great name.
Yeah. Yes, and I thought this one was just appropriate for this issue because – he has what they call the love mural, and it's just the word love, and it's just, I think it's just beautiful, and a lot of people are now getting their photos taken in front of it for their weddings. And,
oh, yeah. Great photo op.
Yes.
I would think that would be one that you got to seek out. Where in Chico is that located?
It is on Lulu's, on the building Lulu's, which is, and I don't remember the address. I have to look for it, but...
we don't give all the secrets. You have to actually, you actually have to hunt for it.
Next time you go down to Chico.
But he was born and raised in Chico, and then he moved to L.A., and he's a graffiti artist. And he said this mural, it was, he couldn't use a projector for this one, so he had to hand do everything. Mm-hmm. And I just think it's incredible. And then he did another one. This mural was so popular, he did another one, and it's
the unity?
Peace, Unity, and Harmony, and that is on the Justice Center in Chico.
That one's super cool.
They're both just amazing. So I think it's great that you know, these graffiti artists get to...
And for me, just to stress, I mean, the word graffiti artist is... you know, open to interpretation in that regard. But what I'm trying to make is, this is not to encourage people to run out and start spray painting.
Right, exactly. Right. And this
permit only.
Yeah. And it's not just, I mean, this is art, really. The peace, harmony, and unity mural is.
A lot of it's art, but there needs to be some sense of order. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, if you're going to want to be a artist, you know, that's great. But then just find out or create something, you know, go to the appropriate people and say, hey, this is what we want to do. This is how we want to do it. Can we have this building or this, you know?
Sure. There's a process to go through and certainly don't want to.
I mean, don't get me wrong. As a young person, I could imagine it being quite fun to run around and be naughty. But now that I'm old, and you see what happens, you know, by your youth and what kind of chaos and things that you create and the harm that you can do without thinking.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And, yeah.
Okay.
I think it's amazing.
We need to take a break, and then we'll come back after these messages.
Meet animals like Sweet Pea the Skunk and Spike the Porcupine at Turtle Bay Exploration Park's animal programs every weekend at 2 p.m. Stop by on Friday for an animal spotlight.
Visit on Saturdays for the indoor animal show where animals fly, crawl, or walk on by. Or visit on Sundays and get led through the park, weather permitting, in Turtle Bay's Animal Parade.
Fun for all ages every weekend at 2 p.m. Animal programs are free for members and included with admission. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Backbone Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. The Backbone Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Backbone Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Backbone Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Celebrate the North State's heritage Thursday through Saturday at the annual Forest Products and Construction Equipment Expo at the Fairgrounds in Anderson. Indoor and outdoor entertainment for the whole family and free admission for all. Sponsored in part by Wind River Resort and Casino, Sierra Pacific Industries, NorCal Kenworth, and Reading Bank of Commerce. This event showcases the skills and equipment that make for good forest management and quality construction. Enjoy the excavator rodeo, lumberjack competition, Wild Things Wildlife Show, exhibits, historical displays, truck driving and log loading skills competition, equipment displays, demonstrations, and new this year, the Strongest Logger Competition. This is a great opportunity to teach our children about the responsible practices of this successful industry with 3 full days of information, and it's all free to the public. The 2017 Forest Products and Construction Equipment Expo at the Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson, Thursday through Saturday. Event sponsors include Tri-Counties Bank, Eddie Axer Construction, Les Schwab Tire Centers, and Warner Enterprises. And remember, admission is free.
Shasta Regional Medical Center is located in the heart of downtown Reading and was the recipient of the 2017 HealthGrades Patient Safety and Excellence Award. Our hospital is committed to always providing exceptional care and performance as a certified chest pain center, certified primary stroke center, and most recently earning the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for hip and knee replacement. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community choice.
Let's see. Coffee, got it. Radio, dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
Well, I can listen to the music for a while, or we can come back. This is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. If you have a question or would like to have be part of the discussion this morning, give us a call at 605-4567. Got the people from Enjoy Magazine, Rhonda and James, here this morning. We're going through the February issue and highlighting some of the great things that are in there.
Welcome.
And so where are we going next?
Well, sorry, I apologize now if my mic was hot and I hit it with my headphones. I was dancing to the music, so if you heard a bang, that was me hitting the mic with my head.
It was a great comeback song.
That's one of my favorite things is when the producers choose music, because I love music. And so, yeah, you come back and we're all dancing in our seats. I think I swung my head just a little too hard.
I still think that it's going to be great when we finally get to the point in the studio where we actually have cameras. And then the public can enjoy all the
You're
fun we have in the studio.
They're going to see what a fool I really am. I love it. Well, we have another article in here on page 27, Love in Paradise, The World at Your Fingertips at Cafe Paradiso. Have you ever eaten there?
Yes.
Love it.
It's so good.
It's a little tiny place in downtown Reading if you don't know about it, and it is really amazing. And,
it is.
You know, I had heard about it for years, and what brought us in was the fact that we knew that they had hung local art. And my son, one of my twins who goes out to Foothill, is in an art class, and he had a project where he needed to – I'm not really sure what it was about. I can't remember it entirely, but he had to do some kind of an analysis on art in some type of an environment. And we thought, well, what better way? Let's go have dinner, and mm-hmm. then we can walk around and look at the art, and he can do all of his homework. So we went in, and wow. I mean, everything that we ordered, all three of us, was just really, really tasty and amazing. And just, I was very, very impressed. And so now we've been back a couple times. And I won't spill the tea right now, but we are going to be hopefully doing a collaboration with them with Enjoy, something that we're working on for this year. It'll be 4 times a year. We're kind of reaching out to restaurants. We're trying to, you know, one of the best things in our magazine is our recipe section, which Diana Grand Force has been doing for us for years. And we're making some additions and changes to it. So we're going to be doing 4 times a year recipes with products that are sold in our store. And then 4 times a year, we're going to be partnering with a restaurant where you'll be able to go to the restaurant itself and eat a special produced Enjoy dish that's going to be published in the magazine. Yeah. And then you can obviously get the recipe in the magazine or come into the store and get a recipe card, which we do. We transfer or translate all of our recipes into recipe cards that you can get for free in our store.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. So Cafe Paradiso is one of the restaurants that we have been working with, and they are willing and wanting to help us with this. Our first restaurant is Wilda's because they're right next door. So it was kind of a no-brainer for us to reach out to them so that we could work through this because it's complicated.
For sure.
But, yeah, so they'll be, I think, what is it?
It'll be in the March, yes.
Yeah, March will be our first kickoff of this. And then it'll be once a quarter after that. And so, yeah, hopefully you'll see something with us in Cafe Paradiso.
Oh, and that's great. You know, in Cafe Paradiso, a couple of years ago, a friend took me there for my birthday dinner. Uh-huh. My first exposure to it. It's a lovely little restaurant.
Yeah,
it really is.
Quaint.
It's really quaint.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Anything you have to input on it?
You know what? I just really like the owners. And what I like about the story is it brought the whole love theme in because it talks about a couple that that went there and they thought, oh, we'll have our – they were getting married and they thought they would have their rehearsal dinner there, and then they ended up saying, let's just get married here. We love it here. So it has that really nice story about them and a nice little photo of them on their wedding day at Cafe Paradiso. So I like that part of the story. But I also think the owners of this restaurant are just amazing and great people, and I'm glad we finally got the story in.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what do you have next for us, Ron?
Well, you know, we have a couple of stories about some getaways. One of them is Scott Swendeman's Sacramento River House, which is a home that he rents out for events or for just a getaway. And then we also have a story about the St. Bernard
Lodge. That's the one
Lodge
that I read about.
In Mill Creek.
That's hysterical.
Yeah.
That story.
Yeah. There's lots of funny history about this place. And
that's what I really love about our magazine and our writers. They, you know, they really go out and hunt these little jewels, and mm-hmm. they're literally jewels all throughout Northern California that I know nothing about myself. And we are learning every day about all these really great places that you can just go and stay.
And that you've driven by and you had absolutely
no idea
that they were there.
Right.
So she was actually talking about historic mountain retreat, the St. Bernard Lodge in Mill Creek. And that was the one that I was this is on Highway 36, about half away from Lassen Peak and somewhere west of Chester.
Okay.
And this has actually been around or was built back in the early 1900s, a German family. The story goes on to talk about
lots of twists and turns.
Yes.
I guess.
The history and the family was not super friendly to one another. And so this goes on to talk about all the story and the folklore about how brothers and sisters worked for each other and then fired. And then one would start a business across the street, basically the same thing. And then one of them possibly went to jail.
I have to sit and read this now.
Yeah.
That's fascinating.
Went to jail. And then one hired the sister. And then she rearranged the kitchen and really pissed off her brother, and so he fired her, and then she started a lodge down the road. And so before you knew it, there were four of them that had lodges and things all in this area. So it's just really a riot how...
Oh, fun story.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
The Fink family, I think it was, they were called.
Yeah.
But they were an immigrant German family that came to this country, and then he somehow ended up in the mountains. I think it was for the construction of the road,
uh-huh.
and then fell in love and then started the building. So anyway, long story short, this family that owns it now.
Jim Von Drixek.
Yeah.
Jim Von Drixek, I think, and Sharon Roberts.
I think it's like seven bedrooms. You walk in and there's a foyer, and on one side there's a lobby and a visitor's lobby, and they make all the breakfasts for all the guests. And
okay,
so
good.
Yeah,
yep.
That's right. Check
so
that out.
So that's kind of a neat little story.
And then go ahead.
And then we have, we have the beauty, wedding beauty stories and lots of great tips for your wedding.
Yeah,
spring
is coming and people are thinking or have planned.
Certainly now is the time to start thinking about planning a wedding.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, different wedding venues and what's
on
hot
trend.
Right now, what's on trend and
lots of services and, you know, all the things that you need. Cause, you know, if you're having a really just simple backyard wedding, you know, that's great. But, you know, if you're having a, you know, more formal wedding or whatever, it's complicated.
Mm-hmm. It is. And there are a lot of beautiful venues around the North State to take advantage of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And so you really kind of have to do your due diligence and find that magic spot, you know, mm-hmm. if that's what you're into, you know. And I, you know, no, in my opinion, my wife and I had an amazing and beautiful wedding, and I wouldn't trade it for anything in the world. But then there was the flip side that, you know, the amount of money that you spent and all that kind of stuff, you know, you might have been just as happy if you had done something small. So
it, put a down payment on the
house. It really depends on who you are.
Exactly what you want.
And what you want, yeah. And really it's your day. So you should do what you want, you know?
Yeah.
Again, there's another great story on page 47 called Shellabrate, Tortoise Acres Rescue and Sanctuary in Anderson. I know this is very strange. It seems like always these kind of things.
I was so excited when I got the story.
Yeah. So in Anderson, there is actually a tortoise sanctuary. And
really?
Yeah.
And I have no idea where this is, and I've lived in Anderson since 1977.
I know, right? And I don't remember how many tortoises they have right now, but it's a pretty considerable number, and they're all kinds of tortoises and species, and they're there for different reasons. But
of them is 101 years old.
Yeah, and they were saying that some of these tortoises live to be 250 years old.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, and there's one in here that was brought to them, rescued. It had to go to Davis first for a feeding tube, but it survived the fire, the campfire, and they have kind of brought it back to life. But they were talking about how, you know, down in L.A. in the 70s and 80s and stuff, it was not uncommon to see tortoises roaming the streets because they'd get out of people's yards. But it was a big thing. People raised tortoises or had tortoises as pets, and it was not uncommon to see tortoises down in Southern California.
Do you know, as a matter of fact, I have a tortoise, a big tortoise in my neighborhood.
Yeah.
That periodically ends up in my backyard.
Yes.
And that's I can never figure out, number one, how he gets in or how he gets out, because my yard is fully fenced.
And they're big.
And they're big.
I know. Yeah.
I think
they can dig really well.
Well, you know, it's really strange, because the first time I saw it in my backyard, I actually was in the house and I looked out and something moved.
That freaked you out, I know.
But it went out and I saw it, went back in to get my camera, the phone rang, what have you. It was maybe 2 or 3 minutes before I came back to the backyard. It was gone.
Yeah.
And I thought I'd lost my mind until I started talking about my...
But they can cruise pretty fast.
Pretty quickly, because he was, instantly gone. Then I talked with my neighbor, found out that, you know, but I was amazed.
So. Well, we do movies in the park, and I don't know if it's the same person, but we have a gentleman that comes and walks his tortoises at movies in the park when we are in... when we're at Enterprise Park on the soccer fields, because it's that big, huge grass area.
Oh, okay.
And he'll come watch the movie, and he'll bring his tortoises, and they're almost like a dog on a leash, but he'll take them off and let them go. And it cracks you up, because these tortoises just, like, book it. They, like, just start walking.
And they can
walking.
Really move.
Right? They can. Yeah, you don't know. You
it's
don't
like
think
slow
that
motion,
they
but they cover a lot of ground quickly. And he'll follow them for a long time, and they want to go in one direction. Then he'll pick them up and turn them. And they'll start walking in another direction, but then they'll eventually turn around and go back the same direction.
They wanted to go.
Yeah. Yeah. So it cracks me up. But anyway, yeah, and then it goes on to talk about how, you know, what great pets they are, and they've got incredible personalities, and that I learned something I didn't know, but even though they have that hard outer shell, there are nerve endings to the shell, and they are sensitive to touch, a gentle touch, and they love to have their shell rubbed, especially on the backside or the back end. So I didn't really realize that. I just thought that was like a piece of armor. And my mom has tortoises, and she lives in Pebble Beach, and she has one whole side of her house has been transformed into this huge tortoise garden, and they're huge. I mean, I don't know how long she's had them. She must have had them for 15, 20 years. So they're infants and, you know, infantile as far as how they live.
How old do they get?
150, 200 years.
Wow.
Yeah. But already.
That's one pet that'll probably outlive you.
Oh, yeah, for real.
I'm thinking. Yeah.
And the next person, possibly. If you gave it to them.
Several generations.
I know. But they're huge. I mean, they've got to be like already over 100 pounds, these, you know. And they have these houses, and they have heating pads inside for them, because Carmel is can get foggy and cold. So if they're cold, because they're reptiles, I guess they go inside and they lay on these heating blankets. So, yeah, very interesting.
So, Ashley, did we skip a break?
We are about due for a break, yes.
Yeah, all I think we'll go take a break, and then we'll wrap up with the final segment.
Thanks, Ashley, for keeping us on track.
That's what I'm here for.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Have you heard the latest? Gavin Newsom and his liberal allies want to overturn Prop 13 so they can raise property taxes. They even want a new tax on our water. That's why we need Kevin Kiley in the state Senate. Kevin Kiley is the only candidate for Senate with a perfect rating from the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association. Kevin Kiley will fight to stop Newsom's water tax and save Prop 13. Republican Kevin Kiley, the tax fighter for state Senate.
Paid for by Kevin Kiley for Senate 2019.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer, announces their new design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. Now with Powerhouse Solar's new design showroom, you can view your property and see your solar design on the spot so you can see what best works for you. Maybe it's a trellis-mounted system, pole-mounted systems, or roof mount. See all the options in Powerhouse Solar's design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. For information, go to powerhousesolar.com or call 275-5600. Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer.
Meet animals like Sweet Pea the Skunk and Spike the Porcupine at Turtle Bay Exploration Park's animal programs every weekend at 2 p.m. Stop by on Friday for an animal spotlight.
Visit on Saturdays for the indoor animal show where animals fly, crawl, or walk on by. Or visit on Sundays and get led through the park, weather permitting, in Turtle Bay's Animal Parade.
Fun for all ages every weekend at 2 p.m. Animal programs are free for members and included with admission. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Get your morning update with us.
Armstrong and Getty, 9 to 12 on KCNR.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Go, playing star again. There I go. Turn the page.
Great music choices. We're looking through the Enjoy magazine here this morning. This is Trish Clark at 1460 AM Community Radio. We're in the last segment of our two-hour show today, and we've been visiting here with Rhonda and James from the Enjoy magazine. What's not to love about an issue that's full of love and candy and weddings and all kinds of fun stuff?
Good things, good things. That's what we are. We're purveyors of good things.
Absolutely. So what's our final...
We'll just jump around real quick on little things until we run out of time. Obviously, we have an ad in here for Enjoy the Store, and Valentine's is coming, and we have, any kind of gift that you could possibly imagine for Valentine's.
Very unique. Fun.
All handmade, local. But we're sticking this year, and so I say that because a lot of people don't necessarily have to be traditional, but we are offering a new thing in our store, and it's very traditional, and that's chocolates and roses, that kind of thing. So, we always have chocolates, but one of the new things that we're doing is, we're going to be having a small section in the store where we can offer fresh flowers, because we've had lots and lots of requests for people that come in and ask, and do you have just a small bouquet, or you do this? And no. And so we have a new employee, Paige, whose mother has taught her, and she's worked prior at another store that actually had flowers. And so we now have somebody in there that's knowledgeable. And so we're going to be bringing in some fresh flowers. We'll have roses, and then you can make, single stem or, six.
Nice.
That kind of a thing. And you might try it, piece of jewelry, or you might go with a box of chocolate, or, whatever you have. So we're a great stop for somebody.
A moment about the store. I know we're talking about the magazine today, but I know that I do a lot of traveling in my motorhome. And what I've done is I enjoy going in, and there's a lot of small little items that represent Shasta County in the area. And I like to make up little just gift baskets.
Yeah.
And you don't have to spend a lot of money to do it, but pick up some things that are local to Shasta County.
Mm-hmm.
And then as I visit my friends, in Minnesota or in Nashville or in Georgia or wherever, it's always kind of a nice little hostess thing to bring in. And
then you can also share usually, but we try to communicate if you ask us what you're buying, and you can share with them a story of who produced it and
exactly.
why and
yeah.
its roots, that kind
well,
of thing.
Well, and a lot of the things that you purchase have the history of where this came and where it was produced. And, and it's just kind of fun things. It's the thought process for people to
absolutely
kind of trying to find that perfect gift for someone. That's a great place to do it, and certainly at Valentine's Day.
And then always, as always, I was going to jump in two spots, but we have the Enjoy the View section in our magazine and have since we've started, and we are really, really fortunate and blessed to have some amazing photographers that contribute their photos.
Well, and it's always great views in Shasta County. You can't,
and this month
all over the Northridge.
We have another beautiful piece from Frank Cratafil of Mount Shasta, and this one particularly, I guess Rhonda was saying, we've had huge traction on social media and likes on social media. So that's
what's
always
not to love about that?
Yeah.
It's pretty amazing. And he's such a great photographer, too.
He is. And then from time to time, we have now, we share an article between our magazine and our Southern or our San Joaquin Valley versions, because a lot of people don't realize we actually publish Enjoy in two locations now. And Sign of the Times, and this is kind of goes along with our wedding theme, but we have this whole really cool DIY section that we plop in here from time to time, and this one is on how to make a calligraphy sign, and that's been a lot of fun, because there are a lot of people up here that are very hands-on
artistic,
and artistic, so this gives a little insight and idea for you to work on that, so
it's a good issue. It's really
a good issue.
Yeah.
I'm anxious to read the article about the cover, because it's a really cute little, very romantic cover.
Yes, it is. Turtle Bay's got some really great things going on. They've taken the double page spread, Last Call, an Intoxication History of Alcohol. This is kind of a really unique and interesting thing. So, you can't go wrong. If you can't pick up the magazine and you haven't, we are in well over 400 locations in the North State. You can buy a subscription, have it mailed to your house, or you can go to our website, which is enjoymagazine.net, and soon to be enjoymagazine.com. You'll be able to reach both. But all of our magazines are archived, and you can read them online in your own time and home, on your iPad, on your phone, on your computer, if you haven't gotten an issue to be picked up somewhere.
Oh, nice. So. And if, we get a lot of requests, a lot of people call and ask about getting back issues. So we have almost every issue in our office. So as long as you give us a call and we could check, if you are looking for a back issue, you can probably
get a lot
it.
Of requests.
We do
get
a lot.
Yeah.
Because there may have been a story that you particularly liked or want to share with someone else. That's
or it's about you.
Or you can call in the office if you know specifically what the article is, and we can actually pull it out of the archive and email it to you.
Mm-hmm.
So you can get
nice.
just that article if you want.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. And we're continuing to try to evolve and upgrade our website. We're trying to get to the point where we have somebody that's going to shoot more video, and so we can share that. And there's just a lot of things going on.
Good. And it's always enjoyable to spend the morning with you and great animation. That's great. All right. And I just also want to remind, I started to do this at the last hour and didn't give enough information. I want to remind everybody of the Compass Shining Care Gatekeeper's Shining Affair this weekend. It's an elegant evening of entertainment dining. It's at the Reading Benton Senior Hall. Get your tickets 6 to 11. You can go online and get those tickets, or you can call 232-5543. Compass's Shining Care.
I think we have a big ad in the magazine about that, too.
So okay.
If you have your magazine, go flip through it, and you'll find out all the information.
All right, and that's coming up this weekend. So I think I want you to join me again tomorrow. I'll be hosting the show for Carl and Linda. And
Again.
Two mornings in a row, the 5:30. That's above and beyond. Yeah. So I thank you for joining us this morning. Have a good day.
Back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground, won't be turned around. And I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand my ground.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice.